Hey up, and welcome to the strategy sessions. I'm not Andy Jarvis, if you haven't already clocked that. My name's Catherine. I'm a long-time listener of the podcast, first-time podcaster myself, and I'm here with this episode of the Dog Walk podcast. Huge thank you to Andy for having me as the host for this great episode. And if you're unfamiliar with the format, the Dog Walk podcast is, in essence, a sort of TLDR synopsis summary of an episode, or in my case, series of episodes. Now, full disclosure, I don't have a dog, never had a dog. My family just aren't dog people. So I'm not 100% sure what the average length of a dog walk is. So hopefully, this episode will accompany you on something I'm more familiar with, which might be having your coffee in the morning. So hopefully this will be the perfect accompaniment to your speciality of morning coffee. It's difficult to know where to begin with this episode. So if you're familiar with the podcast, you'll know that Andy has previously done a mini series on Black History Month, and in a similar vein has just completed a mini series on Women's History Month with three incredible guests: Aleah Harris, Geraldine de Ruyter, and Emma Mallett. So, where do we begin when there's a smorgasbord of insights, knowledge, and takeaways, and downright incredible anecdotes in some cases? So, to take a little creative freedom on this episode, I've sort of blended my two favorite podcasts together, being number one, the Strategy Sessions, of course, and number two, being Desert Island Discs, if you're familiar, which I'd imagine a huge proportion of your listenership are familiar with. If you're not, essentially a castaway guest is welcomed on to choose eight tracks that sort of track their life, I suppose. And at the end, they're allowed to select one luxury item to take to a desert island. Now, don't worry, I won't bore you with my eight favorite tracks, although if Lauren Laverne's listening, I'm more than happy to be a guest. But I will sort of choose a couple of key highlights from each episode, and then summarize that with my one luxury item, which will actually be sort of my one golden takeaway that I've had from the series. So, without further ado, let's begin with Aleah, who was the first guest in the series. She is founder and CEO of the Evolution Collective, a bioenergetic business coach, which, if that doesn't have you hooked from the get-go, I don't know what will. She's an innovative storyteller and strategic thinker. And if I were writing this woman's bio, I'd also add in that she's the CEO of Bringing the Energy. Honestly, this woman is full of verve, a complete tour de force, and one that shouldn't be missed. So in the episode, Andy covered everything from the secret to successful public speaking, using stories to build your organization, and succeeding through adversity, amongst much other key insights. This woman is incredibly interesting. In fact, it's a kind of resource I wish I had had at the beginning of my marketing career, as is a lot of the episodes, in all honesty. Each one really took a different, of course, took a different theme, but not only that, really brought a different sort of essence to what it is to be a woman in marketing in this day and age. Not to sound like I'm ancient here, but to begin with, Aleah discussed something I'm quite passionate about. They talked everything from therapy to what it's like to become a mother while maintaining your career. One of the main things that kind of stuck out for me was when Aleah said, "The only thing in your way is you," which sounds so simple in theory, but such a radical way of actually choosing to live your life and move through your career. It's this idea of removing limiting beliefs to become your most radically authentic self, which, again, so much easier said than done. But I think once you listen to this episode, I'll be surprised if you don't leave with a sort of new vigor, a bit of a pep in your step for what it is that you hope to achieve. So, Aleah discusses how she consults businesses on bringing out the story in their brand. She's not merely just a voice in the industry, she's a real spark of innovation and inspires leaders and teams to sort of embrace and articulate their unique narrative, which is a theme that sort of weaves throughout the episodes. When we move into episode two, we have Geraldine Trevoiter, who's an acclaimed author, a world-renowned public speaker, and the voice behind the award-winning Everywhereist blog, which Time magazine named one of their blogs of the year in 2011. So you'll see there's a real strong theme of storytelling throughout the episodes, something that really appeals to me. I'm an avid book reader. Book reader? I'm an avid reader, with a real interest in books and, in particular, the kind of mechanics behind the publishing industry. I really enjoyed sort of peeling back the curtain and getting a little look behind how the machine operates. And Geraldine discusses the publishing of her most recent book, which is just out, called Take the Heat. It's essays on food, feminism, and fury, which again just completely appeals to me, and I'm sure it will to a lot of other listeners. We begin with Geraldine's viral blog post, which came off the back of some controversy around celebrity chef Mario Batali, who released in his newsletter where he discussed the allegations. He sort of concluded that newsletter with a recipe for cinnamon rolls, which, if you've had as many cinnamon rolls as I have over my time and you feel as strongly as I do about them, you make sure you deliver a decent recipe. So Geraldine discusses this god-awful recipe. Spoiler, it includes a savory pizza dough as the base. She discusses her viral blog post around this, which sort of catapulted her into this realm of food writing, which I think she would argue herself. She's a travel writer above a food writer. And I think in that itself, there's an interesting message of sometimes we have this power that we don't overtly realize we have, or that isn't necessarily what we've set out to achieve. Which is, yeah, a very interesting point. Obviously an incredibly talented travel writer, but with that comes a real skill, a real craft around food writing. So yeah, I would absolutely recommend checking out the original blog post on the cinnamon rolls, and I myself will be definitely ordering the book. I can't wait to get a different perspective on feminism and fury through the lens of Geraldine's, experience. So with that comes some incredible anecdotes in Geraldine's episode. We talked about trolls on the internet, something we're very familiar with if you're on any social media platform, but especially Twitter or X as it's known now. You'll be familiar with the fury of just about everyone about just about anything. Who would have thought that Geraldine's experience of discussing essentially somebody who had crashed her aunt's funeral in what can only be described as a look? Geraldine tells us that she arrived in a pink mini dress and a white hat, which, I mean, if you're going to get crashed a funeral, make it a bit more reserved than that. But yes, Geraldine discusses her experience of having someone get crashed the funeral. She then took to Threads, I think it was, to discuss like the bizarre realities of it all, and to sort of, I suppose, make people aware. Does anyone know who this woman is? What were her intentions? And I almost would say, not surprisingly, Geraldine was met with quite a bit of uproar from fellow users, which, I mean, just goes to show the nature of social media and what we're up against regularly. She talks quite interestingly about this idea that this idea about trolls and some kind of personality traits that have almost come to cut or characterize these individuals, which was something I wasn't previously aware of. But I digress. An incredibly interesting episode, but what really stood out to me was this idea of owning your platform. So I'm a huge fan of long form content. I've been reading blogs since the heydays of like the UK beauty blogging scene, back when you had your Zoella at her peak. And I believe most of those blogs were sort of written on Blogger, which I don't even know if Blogger still exists, but I've been so interested over the years in sort of following that transition from long form content, owning your own blog, to then with the introduction and evolution of social media channels, having to move your content or sort of spread your content across the latest platform. I suppose the most recent being the likes of TikTok. But essentially, what Geraldine's saying is X was her predominantly her strongest platform, and probably what she used to fuel her book promotion. But what do you do when your strongest channel is the one that's becoming a slowly dying sort of cesspit of negativity? Where do you go from there? How do you promote a book? And this is the bit that really interests me. Geraldine took to, asking favors of people she knew that she had worked with before. If you have a blog or if you have a podcast, if you have a newsletter, can I be a guest? It is really interesting and something that I kind of watch with a lot of interest, given that I do have a slight habit of buying new releases. And with that comes this notion of the book promo trail, which I almost think is a slight blueprint now, especially if you're with a major publisher. You're a guest on How to Feel with Elizabeth Day, you're a guest on you're a guest on Table Manners, and you will, have an opinion piece in The Guardian. It's sort of, if you're lucky enough, you'll sort of follow this blueprint trail of book promo. And I definitely find it really interesting to learn, not even so much what the book promo trail looked like or how to promote your book when your strongest platform is dying, but more so just a real learning on you cannot always put all of your eggs in one basket when it comes to owning your brand on social. And again, it plays into this idea of, Geraldine discussed, I'm not a video content creator. TikTok's not my channel. And it made me think also of the music industry at the moment and how artists are expected to be songwriters, producers, performers, and video content creators. It's really fascinating, and I would definitely encourage you to listen to the episode to really understand Geraldine's point and everything else that she has to discuss as well. She's an incredibly warm person, and I thoroughly enjoy listening to her. And then we move on to the final guest of the series, which was Emma Mallett. She is a marketing and business development for a B Corp. She also helps young marketers build a career via her Concrete Club platform and podcast. Emma is the type of person that, from this episode, I believe can really make a change in business. Definitely the kind of mentor, again, that I wish I had at her age. She's accomplished an incredible amount of things in her career already, and I think she's only in her early 20s. Honestly, there's so much more to come from Emma, and I'm really excited to follow along her journey. Also, on a side note, from looking her up on LinkedIn, I've never seen a bio with so many notable accomplishments and achievements and professional sort of involvement, I suppose. So I think what was really interesting about Emma was learning more on what it's like working for a B Corp. So if you're in, unfamiliar with B Corp, it's a company with essentially what I think we mostly know B Corps by is this idea of a triple bottom line, which is people, planet, and profit. So working for a company that supports people, planet, and the community, in essence, which is something I don't think I know anyone who works for a B Corp. So thoroughly enjoyed kind of peeling back the layers of that and what that means for, you know, business decisions that are made, and Emma's clear sort of passion for working in that space, which was very interesting. Emma and Andy talk about they begin to talk about business. They talk about Emma's current role. They move on then to discuss the much debated topic of sales and marketing, and how, of course, they need to be aligned, which is something I guess we've all experienced in one organization or the other. Andy also asks Emma what her misconceptions about marketing were when she began. And as someone who's still relatively early on in their career in marketing myself, what really, really stuck out to me was when Emma discussed how she has been emboldened to speak out in business, and at, you know, a relatively young age herself, as, you know, able to make business decisions and contribute to business decisions that I think a lot of us might actually shy away from, especially at in those times in our careers. Andy asks what she attributed that sort of encouragement to. Emma discussed then being surrounded by people, and more importantly, in an environment where she felt emboldened to speak out and ask questions. And it's just, I find it so heartening to hear Emma's desire to sort of later pay it forward through her most recent venture, which is her Concrete Club platform. And this leads me on to the next discussion in the episode, which again, I absolutely do not want to do a disservice to. So I would urge you to go and listen to it, because Emma herself has personally gone through an incredibly challenging time, has come through some adversities that many of us would never be able to comprehend. But I suppose from that has developed an incredible idea in her Concrete Club platform, which, as I've said, is her way of paying it forward for the future generations and making accessible content to those who have perhaps experienced the adversities or similar sort of adversities that Emma has. In the episode, they delve into some complex topics around PTSD, mental health, and how Emma has essentially, you know, rebuilt herself to the person she is today, all while, you know, maintaining this, what can only be described as, you know, a positive outlook on life and business. And that's where I come back to saying that I just can't wait to see what she does next. A really, really insightful individual, for sure, and one to watch. Now, if you've made it this far, I hope I haven't bored you. I'm going to round off this episode with my key takeaways, which, again, if you're familiar with Desert Island Discs, you'll know you choose one luxury item to take to the island with you. And I'm spinning that on its head, and I'm going to take this as my sort of golden nugget that I'm going to move forward with, and something that I've taken from this mini series. And I know it's a marketing podcast, and perhaps from what I've discussed so far, that's not maybe been all that clear. And that's kind of the point for me. It's a business podcast, it's a marketing podcast. The ladies have spoken incredibly well about their marketing careers, but my sort of takeaway from it all is just the multifaceted nature of a career. So we had Alea talking about her career path, what took her to where she is today. We had Geraldine talk about her passion and how that sort of turned into this beast overnight by a viral post. And then we have Emma, who talks about, personally the challenges as well as the opportunities that she's been afforded throughout her studies and early years in her career. And yeah, what's really stuck out to me is these women have incredible journeys, but more so it's their spark, their sort of personalities that really came through, their view on life, each individual so unique in their kind of tenacity and desire to succeed and to lift others up. And I just think you can't help but come away from these episodes having felt revived, in all honesty. I think we're just so much more than our careers. And it comes back around to something that I've started to implement when I meet new people. I think we fall into this habit of asking new people that we've just met, like, oh, what do you do for your career? What's your job? Which is such a boring question to ask. And I think these episodes are testament to that. There's so much more to an individual than just their job title. So, yes, without rambling on any further, I would fully encourage you to go back and listen to the mini series. You will not be disappointed. And I look forward to hearing everybody's thoughts on the episodes. Lastly, a huge thank you to Andy for entrusting me with this episode. And yeah, I cannot wait to hear what comes next. All right, goodbye.